Dean Sanders.
He's FAIR program chairperson. He's responsible to get the booth set up. And
your name, sir?
Steve Harris. I'm from St. Charles, Missouri, and I'm the assistant up here.
Are you guys officers with the Missouri State Beekeepers Association?
I'm a director. I'm the eastern director for the association.
And you are?
I'm a FAIR chairman.
Okay. Bees are very important to agriculture. They're important to our daily lives because we all have to eat. Tell me about the Missouri State Beekeepers Association. How many beekeepers you have? Is it a growing interest?
It is a growing interest. There's probably 300-400 members throughout the state. There's like 14 local associations that meet within certain communities that work with the local ones, and then we're just sort of the whole association throughout the whole state. Educating the ones that we have and trying to help others get started in beekeeping.
Beekeeping has a lot to do with agriculture, but there are some challenges you guys are facing. What is going on this year?
This year, CCD seems to be creeping in a little bit into us. It's more of a migratory problem than a stationary type beekeeper who keeps his hives in the same spot all the time. We still have the varroa mite, and the small hive beetle is really getting us this year, along with all the rain. The rain is just cutting down on the amount of nectar the plants produce, so there's no nectar for the bees to collect, so there's no honey.
So it's a low year for honey?
Very low year. We may just be lucky to keep the bees alive over the winter.
So that's why we're seeing higher prices in the grocery store.
Very much a good reason why, yes.
So what does a beekeeper do when you have a year like this?
Feed them sugar, try and keep them alive, and just hope. There's not much more we can do. It might dry out this winter or this fall, and we'll be able to get more nectar. There is a fall honey flow, that nectar flow is actually what it's called, that might work out, but it's sort of like planting corn and everything else. You throw it in the ground, and if it comes up and you get corn off it, you got corn off of it. If it doesn't come up, you don't get corn. It's the same thing with us. We don't get honey if things don't work right.
But people need to keep buying honey.
Yes, keep buying honey. It's good for you. It's the only natural sugar. It's the only food that insects produce that we eat. It has antibacterial properties and that, so it's used for a lot more than just eating. So
you need to buy the honey from a beekeeper, not from the stores.
How do you do that? You get online and find the beekeepers?
Find beekeepers online or go to your farmer's market, and they have honey there. So
why not the store?
It's pasteurized and it's overseas honey. Ours is raw honey. It hadn't been heated.
So it retains more of the properties he was talking about?
Yes, it does. So.
Any advice to a starting beekeeper?
We all decide before they buy equipment, they need to get with another beekeeper and work with him to see if he'll like it before he buys the equipment, and then down the road sell it to us. So.
Yeah, that's kind of my philosophy, too. In fact, it's most of ours. Work with somebody that knows what they're doing so that you get real comfortable and familiar with what's going on, and gives you a chance to decide yes or no. And mentors are always, we're all willing to help anybody. I'll help you if you want to get started. So
my good friend wants to get started.
Well, then my advice would be to go online to the Mo State Beekeepers Association website. It's .org, and they're a listing of all the associations clear across the state. Find one that's close to you, contact the contact person there, and go from there. And somebody will help you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome.